Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning how we're going to price corn silage in the field this fall. I know many of you, as we get closer and closer to corn silage, you're going to be working with some of your farmer growers to determine a fair price for the corn silage. Most of you are familiar, we have over the years had a kind of a rule of thumb that 7 to 9 times the bushel price of corn would be the price for a ton of corn silage. So if corn is worth $7 a bushel, that means we'd be about $49 per ton of corn silage. And this would be assuming that the corn silage was 35% dry matter. Let's think about some other things. When corn is expensive and we have a high bushel price, maybe it's better to look at something like grain yield and then use that as a measure to determine what the value of that corn silage should be on a per ton basis. Some other things to consider. One would be, what's the tonnage yield going to be? Who's paying for the harvest cost? Many times we're buying corn standing in the field. So if we're buying corn standing in the field, generally the dairy farmer is going to be the one responsible for the harvest cost. I would encourage you to maybe calculate both ways. Again, if you're pricing it with a neighbor, it needs to be a win-win situation, obviously, for everyone, particularly if we plan on doing this again next year. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers and growers to work together and maybe calculate the price of corn silage a couple different ways to make sure that we're treating each other fairly this year.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.